We welcome you back to the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview ahead of Game 4 this week against Amarillo. Happy to be joined by one of the newest Rough Riders, Malcolm Moore, the catcher in his second week here in AA. Malcolm, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So two homers to begin this series in your second week in AA. I guess I would ask, how do you feel like it's going transitioning up from high A?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different transition just being around a bunch of new guys and new staff. New staff of pitchers, new coaching staff. It's definitely a little bit of an adjustment, but I mean, I've played with a bunch of these guys before, so it's been all right. It's been good so far.
A lot of your teammates are here, and guys from last year like Dylan Dreiling, guys from earlier this season like Arturo Diesla and Rafe Parrish. I think you're roommates with Rafe. What's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, he's one of my best friends out here, definitely. I mean, I've lived with him basically since spring training. He was up here for 2 weeks when I was back in Hub City. Like, so we were kind of apart, but besides that, kind of we've been roommates since spring training. So that's definitely been nice as far as kind of getting used to being around a new group, is having like a guy like that kind of that I'm already comfortable with and that I'm close with for sure.
He wanted me to ask you what the prized catch of the Congo River is.
The Goliath tigerfish. We watched a YouTube video on it the other day. I don't know, but apparently we're planning a trip to the Congo in the off season.
He said it's like 700 feet deep or something like that. Like, it's super deep.
Yeah, it was a crazy video, and this guy ended up catching it. But yeah, the Goliath tigerfish. It looks scary, and I mean, I hope I never encounter one of those things.
Are movie nights with Rafe a regular thing?
Yeah, we just watch whatever. We connect to YouTube and kind of just put on some random stuff. Play some Minecraft. I don't know. We kind of just mess around.
What's the best thing you guys have watched together?
Roofman. It's a pretty good movie. We watched, there's this one Will Ferrell movie about them going to school. Old School.
Old School.
Yeah, Old School. It's a good movie. And it really just depends on how we're feeling, you know. But yeah, those are good ones.
How are you feeling at the plate to begin your AA career?
Yeah, it's been good. I think kind of just it's the same game a little bit, same struggles, kind of still adjusting. I think the biggest thing for me is just adjusting to, like, the new team, kind of knowing how, like, the team operates, like, just the lineup, kind of the rhythm of the group. I think that's the biggest thing, is kind of trying to match the energy of, like, our team. And when you're hitting and you kind of have that support from your teammates, and it definitely makes it a lot better. Because when you get out or you do something, you kind of come back to the dugout and just laugh about it and kind of get over it. I think that's the biggest thing for me so far.
I know you've only been around it for a little while, but what would you say the energy of this team is?
I mean, we could hit pretty well. I mean, they won the first half, and that's awesome. We kind of shown this week so far that just hitting is contagious, and trying to just be a part of the lineup, that's the biggest thing. Trying to just add whatever I can add to this group. But nobody is really kind of by themselves, I think, and I think that's the big thing.
Got to be fun for you to clinch the first half in your first week here, join the team, and then instantly there's a clinch and a celebration in the Lazy River, I think 3 days into your AA career. What was that like?
Yeah, I was talking about this last night. It was honestly awesome for more reasons than just the party afterwards. Like, kind of coming in with a new group of guys, it could be a little tough. You just kind of don't really know who your people are that you relate to and all that kind of stuff, and trying to find that can be tough. So having that night where kind of everybody's like not in a baseball game and kind of we're just all hanging out, I think that was big, because kind of just get to know people on a personal level a little bit better, and kind of break the ice of like new teammates sort of thing. Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool. I was glad I was part of that.
Did you know about the Lazy River before you got up here?
I did. Yeah, I knew about the Lazy River.
And how did it feel jumping in after the win?
It was pretty fun. Just, you know, after you clinch, everybody's just all happy and everything. And it was definitely cool to kind of just spend that night just having a good time.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders catcher Malcolm Moore. So grateful to him for sitting down and chatting with us today. We'll play part two tomorrow, but for now, we'll be right back next with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.